Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Writer Otessa Moshfegh's debut novel, Eileen, is dark. It's seductive, the kind of story you dive deep into and never hope to resurface. Eileen tells the story of its eponymous narrator. It's set in a frigid New England winter week in 1964. Eileen lives with her alcoholic, abusive father. She works in a prison. And within the first few pages of the book, Eileen tells her readers, "In a week, I would run away from home and never go back. This is the story of how I disappeared." While the novel has charmed many in the literary world, the book's been shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. And author Otessa Moshfegh joins us now from Los Angeles today. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to have you.
Thanks.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the Booker Prize shortlist.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if you could just tell us, first of all, tell us a little bit about where the idea for this novel came from, because it really is, I mean, it's one of the most unique books I've read in quite some time.
Oh, thank you so much. First, I should say, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in Newton, actually. So this New England, this shivery New England setting, sort of very, well, it's both dear to my heart and all too familiar, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
And one thing that always spooked me about growing up in New England, driving around in winters, everything is covered by this thick layer of snow, looking at these houses and really wondering what is going on in there. And as a writer, I've always been interested in secrets, secrecy, and why people do weird things.
Yeah.
So in a general way, that's where the idea came from.
Well, so why people do weird things? I mean, that's kind of the driving question when we get to know Eileen, the narrator, the heroine, the anti-heroine. I don't know what to call her. She's such a weird, different character. I mean, tell us about her and how you created this person.
Well, it was easy to create Eileen, and I guess we should mention that the story takes place in 1964, so over 50 years ago, and you know, I actually think I could have set the story in contemporary times and it wouldn't have been that different. But in 1964, you know, being a young woman in this small New England town, in the situation that Eileen is in, she's under a lot of pressure. She doesn't have a lot of friends. Mm. She doesn't have any real tactile creative outlets. And she's totally isolated. You know, this is before internet, isn't a lot of information. And she's really smart.
Yeah.
She's a really intelligent young woman under immense stress.
Yeah. I mean, as you write her, she's been forced to leave college and come back home, right? And ends up having to take care. And I use the word care sort of loosely here of her abusive alcoholic father. And she's, I mean, one of the really bracing things about her as a character is she has this, I don't know, how do you call it, organic honesty in terms of, you know, how she talks about herself, her own body, and the observation she makes about others. I mean, talks about wanting to kill people, imagines people naked. She talks about her own how should I put this, bodily actions?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why did you want to write a character who kind of had that approach to life? There was, it was a disturbing honesty. I don't know how else to put it.
Mm-hmm. Well, for several different reasons. First of all, it's real.
Yeah.
What happens when you're living a life of oppression, the mind gets perverted. And Eileen has, you know, hasn't had this healthy life where she has, like, you know, quote unquote, high self-esteem, etc. She's been forced to live alone with herself, her mind, and her body. So certainly her ideas about all of those things are going to become slightly out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, as a writer, you know, it's funny because the experience of reading is really sort of a bodily experience when you think about it. We have thoughts, they trigger reactions in our body, you know, like we can be reading and our heart will start racing. So I really like to think of literature and all art really as a holistic experience. And I've always thought it was really odd that so much about the body is left out of literature. Mm. Like people are just talking heads and bodies are only really mentioned when a writer needs to illustrate a gesture, you know, metaphorically or something like that. Yeah. And I'm making a huge generalization, but as a writer, I wonder, like, what would happen if I got the reader really, really close to this character, so close that they could smell her?
Yeah, you know? I mean, you do that. You absolutely do that. And I think that's one of the things that has so captured or taken readers and the literary world. I mean, what do you make of the fact that your book has been recognized by both critics and the Man Booker Committee, receiving this huge accolade of getting shortlisted? Possibly, I mean, you'll find out soon enough whether or not you win.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do I think about it? Well, it's amazing. It's really heartening that people are paying attention and people are interested in this story. And it's also been fascinating for me to see how the conversations about the book have evolved. You know, a lot of the conversations I've had about Eileen is people want to understand why I've written this unlikable female character, as though they're like, I need to give an excuse. Uh-huh. And, you know, I think the more that Eileen is allowed to exist, the more used to this kind of character we can get and maybe take away from this really unfair expectation about women that they have to be pretty and perfect and smell like flowers all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you mentioned a little earlier that it was important to you. I mean, you could have set the book at any time, but you did set it at a particular time in 1964, mm-hmm. in the mid-60s. Obviously, you yourself were not alive then.
Right.
At that time. But that time period, I think maybe it provided you with a backdrop, given what was happening with the rest of the country and the movement for women's rights. That did it provide an interesting counterpoint in terms of what Eileen was as a character or is as a character?
Yeah, I mean, I thought of that time as a you know, America on the precipice of a powerful transformation. Consciousness was shifting, and Eileen, I pictured Eileen as being left out, sort of on the sidelines of that, having the feeling that there was a better world outside of Exville, which is what she calls this sort of anonymous New England town, that there was a place for her, that and that things were changing. And, you know, there was a very good reason that she ends up running away.
Right. Well, we haven't even touched upon the fact that there's an interesting twist. There's a crime. We didn't even talk about the fact that she works in a prison and why she's working there and who she encounters. But I do not want to give anything away because people really should read the book. But in the last couple seconds that we have left, what's next for you?
Oh, well, I have my first collection of short stories is coming out in January. I'm really excited about that. And I'm working on another novel right now.
Well, I can't. I'm sure I'm echoing the sentiments of many when we say we can't wait for both of those. Otessa Moshfegh is author of Eileen. It's her novel that has been shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. The winner will be announced on October 25th. And Otessa joined us today from Los Angeles. Congratulations once again, and thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It was great to talk to you.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.